Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. First, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Now, set your listening buddy to the side and let's take 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you're going to think about how your body feels in water. This is all pretend, so you are very safe. You will start by thinking about your feet. Slowly move up to your head, and end with thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your water. It is in a warm and cozy pool outside. The sun is shining on the water, inviting you in. You step into the pool and sit down in the clear, clean water. The water hugs you as you lie back in the safe pool. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as they are floating in the water. Do you feel water slip sliding between your toes? Does the water tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the water float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Next, think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the water support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax as you feel the warm water in the pool gently rock your body back and forth, back and forth. Now, focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the water and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft water carries you and gently rocks you as you float on the surface. How do your hands feel? Your hand is opening with your fingers spread out, allowing the water to flow between them. Each finger is massaged by the water's movement. Your hands relax in the warm water. Your body is light and calm, floating on the soft water. Now, think about your arms. How do they feel? Are they warm or cool. Let the water gently circle them and lift them to the surface. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body as you float on the water. Next, focus on your shoulders. Let them settle down into the water and feel them soften. Breathe like a dragon in and out. The water holds your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Now think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the water sway your head from side to side as your head rests in the water. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the water gently rocks your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. As you float, you relax even more, allowing the water to support your body. Now feel your whole body floating as water lifts your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the water rock you back and forth, back and forth. Enjoy the cozy hug of the water as you float on the surface. As you continue to float, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Hero Time. Sunshine spilled through the window blinds, brightening up Owen's bedroom. Owen stretched, then quickly hopped out of bed and got dressed. Today, Allie was coming over. Knowing how much Allie liked comic books, Owen had planned a superhero day. He could hardly wait to get started. Luckily, Owen didn't have to wait too long. He had just finished breakfast when there was a ring from the doorbell. Owen opened the door. There stood Allie with a broad smile on her face. "Hi, Owen," she exclaimed, skipping right into the house. "Are you ready?" Owen asked with a mischievous grin. "What do you have planned?" Allie asked as she returned the smile. "Follow me. I want to see if you can guess." Allie followed Owen into the family room. It was divided up into sections, with a different activity in each. The room looked like a training area for someone. "Well," Allie said slowly, "it looks like a training course." "Look closer," Owen said. "You'll figure it out." Then Allie noticed two capes near one of the activities. "Are we going to train to be superheroes?" she asked excitedly. "Yes," Owen said. Allie squealed with glee and danced over to the capes. Owen handed her a blue cape. "Here," he said. "I know it's your favorite color." "Thanks," Allie answered, and noting that the other cape was purple, added, "Of course, you've always liked purple." "It is the color of royalty, and I am a superhero king." Allie smiled and rolled her eyes at her dramatic friend. Well, Hero King, how do we train? I'm so glad you asked, Owen replied. First, we use our eagle-eyed vision to spot the mysterious alien elements hidden among the rocks and plants. Then we carry them through the obstacle course, honing our cat-like reflexes until we reach the planning room. We set the alien elements in this basket and use our super smarts to decipher this map and make some tools with the alien elements. Okay, Allie said. I'm ready. Great. Let's go. The capes flew straight out behind the super kids. They leapt to their first task using their eagle eye vision. Allie scanned the area. She found many brightly colored blocks. In her imagination, the blocks glowed with all the colors of the rainbow. Allie was so busy finding the alien elements she hadn't noticed that Owen had slipped away. Now, her hands overflowing with the amazing elements, she wondered where he had gone. As a precious element dropped out of her hand, she ducked, imagining an explosion of colors as it hit the floor. From out of nowhere, Owen appeared and handed her a basket. Here's a containment module for the alien elements, he said. Great! I don't want to drop anymore, Allie replied. Allie and Owen finished scouring the ground for the colorful blocks and moved on to the obstacle course. There was a web of string to weave through. It was a laser maze. Allie stepped into the maze carefully, avoiding the laser beam lights. She ducked under and stepped over the string laser beams, all the while holding the containment module. Owen followed her through the maze, and then he carried the containment module through the next section of the obstacle course. Colored spots on the floor showed Owen the safe path through. As he carefully walked on the path, Owen noticed his next safe spot was further away than the others. He would have to jump. Owen got ready to leap, rocking back and forth. Then he jumped. When Owen landed, he wobbled a bit on the colorful dot and then fell into a squishy beanbag plant. Oh no, Allie exclaimed as she quickly followed the path to help Owen. She held out her hand and Owen reached, but the pull of the beanbag plant was too much, and Allie was drawn into it as well. Lost in the beanbag plant, Allie and Owen began giggling. I will relax the plant with a deep dragon breath, Allie said, and she took a deep dragon breath in and out. Just like that, the beanbag plant released its grip. Allie and Owen pulled themselves out of the soft trap. They had made it through the obstacle course. As the friends gently set the containment module down on the table in the planning room, Owen's dad called, "Heroes, it's time for lunch." "Just in time. My fuel cells were running a bit low after taking on that beanbag plant," Owen said. "Me too," Allie added. "I guess we'll have to read the plans later." The two friends enjoyed their lunch, and then it was time for Allie to go home. "We'll have to finish our mission another time," Owen said. Allie smiled and said, "Yes, I can't wait to see what the alien elements will make." Then they waved goodbye. As Owen closed the door, he yawned. The morning's excitement had caught up with him, and he was ready for a nap. Owen went to his room, hugged his teddy bear, and snuggled into his comfy bed. He thought of all he had to be grateful for. Owen was happy Allie had enjoyed her hero training. The little boy felt thankful they would play again another day. Most of all, Owen felt grateful to have a friend like Allie, who he could share adventures with. Owen gave himself a tight hug and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness, taking a deep dragon breath in and out. Owen sank into the soft pillow. He took another deep dragon breath in and out. closed his eyes and smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. Owen's mind quieted, and he drifted off into a deep sleep, imagining what amazing things the alien elements would make. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.